And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Let us pray. O Lord God, we thank thee for thy holy word, for its divine and infallible truth that teaches us what to believe concerning thee and what duties thou dost require of us. We pray that the same Holy Spirit who gave this word will apply it to our hearts and lives through Christ our Lord and for his sake. Amen. This is our first church service of the year of our Lord, 2018. Since New Year and Holy Communion are both times when we like to survey our own lives and think of ways we can amend them and improve them, we make New Year's resolutions, and at Holy Communion, we are particularly mindful of the need to repent. And I would suggest a resolution for this new year and the years following for all of us, and that is that we determine to grow the same way that we hear in the scripture that Jesus grew, because we want to become more and more like Jesus. So we have to grow the way he did. Our text says Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor of God, favor with God and man. The first thing that may strike you about this text is the fact that Christ had to grow. He had to increase. After all, according to his Godhead, he's infinite, eternal, unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. So if Christ is infinite in wisdom, how could he have to grow in wisdom? And here we need to understand the doctrine of the two natures of Christ. As our catechism says, he's two distinct natures, God and man, and one person forever. So when it speaks of Jesus increasing in these four ways, it's speaking of his human nature. Scripture speaks of Christ as being a babe of a span, born in Bethlehem. At the same time as God, he was infinite. It speaks of him of being hungry and tired. At the same time as God, he was almighty. It speaks of him as having all wisdom and even knowing what's in the heart of man as God. But as Jesus the man, he didn't know the time of the second coming. Two distinct natures in one person. It may be helpful just to think of the fact that Jesus grew physically. I don't think anybody has a hard time believing that. We just celebrated his birth as a baby. But in his human nature, he had to grow not only physically, but he had to grow in knowledge and favor with God and man, as any other human. Now, that doesn't mean he was flawed or imperfect. Just think of a perfect acorn. It's still not an oak tree, even though it's perfect. And it will be a perfect oak tree if it's a perfect acorn. So Christ was perfect as Jesus was perfect as a man from the beginning, but he had to grow physically, intellectually, spiritually, and socially. Christ is the only perfect man of the human race. So he is our model for us to be more and more like him. To do that, we have to resolve to grow in these same four ways. First, it's physically. He grew, increased in stature, physically. Now, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's important to God. Paul says, glorify God in your body and your soul, which are Christ's. Now, I'm not a fitness fanatic, but I try to watch what I eat and what I don't eat. I don't put bad oil in my car for the same reason I don't put bad food in my body. We've all heard that exercise is important, and especially since so many of us don't have jobs that are physically demanding. So I, for many years, have tried to walk 2 miles every day. It's not hard. I pray the whole time I'm walking, so I'm getting a twofer out of it. And it's important. You know, use it or lose it, we've all heard that. Even worldly people make New Year's resolutions for selfish or personal reasons. They're going to lose weight, quit smoking, or whatever. But you and I have a religious reason for determining in this new year to maintain as well as we can the temple of the Holy Ghost that God gave us. Jesus increased physically. Secondly, he increased in wisdom. Now, you all know, I think, what the Bible says is the origin of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Does that mean you're afraid of God? It means you're afraid of sinning against God. Should be. It also means you reverence him. And then the ultimate source of wisdom is the Bible. When Queen Elizabeth was crowned the Archbishop of Canterbury, presented her with a Bible, and he said to the Queen, "Here is wisdom." If you want to grow in wisdom, you need to grow in your reading of the Bible. For many years, I've encouraged this congregation to read through the Bible once a year with daily readings. A good number of you already do that, I know. But I suspect there may be some of you who don't. Maybe even some of you who have never read through the whole Bible in your life. But St. Peter tells us, desire the sincere milk of the word. Why? That ye may grow thereby. Grow how? Spiritually. The milk of the word makes you grow spiritually. A member of this church told me recently that one of my sermons 4 years ago, I urged the congregation to read through the Bible in 1 year. The whole Bible. He says he's been doing this for the last 4 years and it's changed his life. The Bible is life-changing. It causes you to grow in wisdom. I've mentioned numerous times that I use the one-year Bible. It's a very convenient way to read through the Bible in a year. There's a daily reading of the Old Testament, the New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. And by the end of the year, you've read through the whole Bible once, Book of Psalms twice. There are other plans. Some of you have just started the chronological Bible. I might try, I might try that myself. Some people just begin in Genesis 1 and read straight through. But however you do it, I hope you will increase in wisdom in 2018, as Jesus increased in wisdom. Thirdly, it says Jesus increased in favor with God. He increased spiritually. Now, Jesus was always spiritual. He had the Holy Spirit from conception. But again, it's like the acorn. The acorn is perfect. It still needs to grow. And in his human nature, he needed to grow spiritually like any other man. Increase. Well, how do you increase spiritually? God has appointed three means of grace. Three means by which he feeds your soul. That's the Word of God, sacraments, and prayer. We've already spoken of reading the Word of God. But sitting under the preaching of the Word of God is also a way to grow spiritually. God has appointed in the church, not just a Bible, it says He's appointed pastor teachers. It says, will that you sit under the preaching of the Word. That you not only hear it, but then you think, how can I apply this Word to my life? It's not just the preaching of the Word that will cause you to grow spiritually, it's also the worship of God. Worship is important to God. You owe God worship for who He is and for what He's done for you. And when you pay that debt that you owe Him, He rewards you with spiritual growth. There was a time not long ago when almost all evangelical churches met in the morning and the evening on the Lord's Day, and then again midweek. It wasn't unusual. It's become unusual. And you wonder why the culture is going the way it is. Churches are becoming weaker. Satan's kingdom is becoming stronger. We need to do something about that. It's a great loss to the culture that very few churches now have a midweek service or evening service. The Word and worship rightly used will make you grow spiritually. Word of God, sacraments, and prayer. Holy Communion is a service, like all services, but especially Holy Communion, you should not ever miss if you can avoid it. Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me, and we should do it. And when you do, think seriously about the fact that Christ Himself is present in a mysterious way with Holy Communion, in a special way, not physically, but spiritually. Communion reminds us that we have in Jesus one who died for our sins so that we would not be punished by God. He was punished. That through Him we have the absolution and forgiveness of all our sins by faith in Him. But also remember that Holy Communion, Jesus appointed to feed your soul and strengthen you spiritually. The Word of God, sacraments, and prayer. Prayer. Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord. St. James says that often you have not because you ask not. You know, you can pray not only in church, you can pray throughout the day. Intercession for others, remembering the sick, prayer for the nation, prayers of thanksgiving, prayers for your own needs. Incidentally, the Wednesday meeting is traditionally called the prayer meeting. But we do more than pray. It's roughly like this, 20 minutes of worship, singing your favorite hymns, and 20 minutes of teaching from the Bible, and 20 minutes of prayer. An hour well spent. Think of how many hours you spend in front of a television set that do nothing for you at all. Lastly, Jesus increased in favor with man. That means socially. Now we often think of Isaiah's words that he was despised and rejected of men. But you know, that wasn't true when he was growing up. He was only despised and rejected of men when he stood against and opposed and exposed the Jewish religious establishment for their hypocrisy. Then he was despised and rejected. But growing up, he grew in favor with men. Now, how could it be otherwise? If you think about it, Here's a man who is patient, kind, compassionate, full of love. He must have been a delight to know. And that's how he wants us to be. Full of the Holy Spirit, full of the fruits of the Spirit, as he was. You know, a Christian should be a friendly person. A Christian who is a grouch is a contradiction in terms. Now, when I say a Christian should be friendly, I know I'm preaching to the choir, because I don't think any of you would deny that this is a genuinely friendly church. It really is. You know, there are churches that practically knock the preacher over on the way out the door after the benediction. Many of us stay around for coffee and chatting. And then don't you enjoy the breaking of bread as we do every second Sunday? We have dinner together, fellowship dinners. I'll tell you a practice that I've had for many years. You know, I used to have my whole family here, wife and six kids. But when we had fellowship dinner, we didn't eat together as a family. You know why? I wanted to sit with other people. Because every night of the week we had dinner together. Good old-fashioned family. Every night we had all there for dinner together, followed by devotions. But a fellowship dinner, we fellowship with the church family. Now, some of you families are no longer under the same roof. You have your own families, and when you come here for fellowship dinner, this is the only time you can get together, and I understand that. But my point is, seek ways to be friendly as Jesus was, attractive as he was. The more attractive you are, the more opportunities you will have to tell others about Christ. Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with man. God grant that we may go and do likewise. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thine adorable Son and how we long to be like Jesus. We pray that thou will give us grace, Lord, to increase physically, wisdom, spiritually, and socially, all to the glory of our Savior's name. Amen.